In summary, for the first time in years, Anima could say, "Hello? Can you hear me?" To which Gobble replied, "Yes, I'm always in your presence, and I'm merely a figment of your mind which represents your existence." "But how are you here?" replied Nemo. "I am you. Can't you see that? Your conscience that can never be escaped. Your friend, yourself, your mind, your mental existence. I represent all of that in your own mind. I am you in your mental world," said Gilbert. To which Nemo replied, "I'm hallucinating. I must have gone insane from being here in this grimy orphanage. I need to get out of here, but this has always been my only home. Now, could I leave it?" "I don't know what to do," exclaimed Nemo. "What can I do?" Nemo commenced to pace around his room uncontrollably, gathering his thoughts, but he could not reach a conclusion. Nemo began to retaliate against his mental agony, destroying everything in his reach. His bed was cracked. All his lifelong possessions, including the only toy ever bought for him by his parents, was in pieces, resulting in utter exhaustion for Nemo, both mental and physical alike, his mind aching, face bleeding.